privileged position in the sense that you get to see the evolution. When you see returning patients, you get to maybe get to know them sometimes. Can you speak a bit about that? About that aspect that maybe not everybody gets to live. You get to see the progress somebody makes, or you know, the effect of words like this one that has
on
people.
This one was great, and typically it's with the younger kids who return. They would tell you or remind you, and you know, there was a time when we had girls in the hallway, and they would point or try to count how many cavities they had, and you kind of looked at it like, well, that's not a good thing, you know. And now it's how many I do not have.
Okay.
But again, with these groups of people from different agencies or what have you, they change every year. Some of them, the kids are still part of the same agencies. Some may change and they may get new ones in. So with the ones that are still around, I think they've come to an understanding that this is important. So it's no longer, oh, I don't want to go in, I don't want to get this done, I don't want to, you know. So you see them over time, and they seem happier, they seem more at ease with the idea of going to a dentist. The best thing to see is, I shouldn't say best, it's good and bad, when a kid has a tantrum and does not want to go in, then you book them a secondary appointment, and you tell them, like, listen, it's very important that you come back, but if you choose not to come, I don't want you to feel like you're forced. But if you do not want to come, I would prefer that you call me and let me know so I can give someone else your appointment, because I have people waiting, mm-hmm. and it would be nice for someone else to have the opportunity to get several more visits. So when I see them show up at the counter, it's like, oh my God, miracle, you know? So that makes me excited, and that's more important to me than pretty much anything
right.
else, because it tells me that they are interested, and it is important every day. It's a different experience. It doesn't really matter in my case what I do, even if it seems redundant, there's always something that will be different about it. So you just go with it. That's all I can say.
And you must really like people to be in the job that you're doing. Did you always know that this is that you wanted to work with people in this capacity?
It's not my thing. My problem is I have a lot of patients, and that's it. I'm not going to add anything to that. No, it's truly what it is, because you have to have patience. And I think...
Okay, you mean patience, not as in people, but patience as in virtue.
Yes, yes,
right,
yes, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
But you do have also a lot of patients,
well,
individuals.
Yeah, no,
right.
Virtue is what
okay.
I mean.
Is this something
I think
that you
it
always
might be
had?
My biggest flaw.
Is this something that you
yeah,
always had, patience?
But, and then, yes, that's my biggest problem. I shouldn't say that, but it is my biggest problem. So
do you see a good side and a bad side to have
patience? Yeah, because
patience?
I think, because I'm like that, there's just a lot I would take and just let go, and a lot I would put up with, and a lot I would do
mm-hmm.
because of that. So I think for the most part it's probably a bad thing for me, but it's just it's part of...
But it benefits
yeah.
a lot of people, probably.
Apparently.
Also.
Yeah, apparently.
You were awarded the Most Valuable Person Award this year. What would you say is some crucial qualities to doing good work? What's behind your philosophy for a good work ethic?
I come to work, I do my thing, and then that's it. You know, there's a lot that's being done, and I'm glad that I get to be busy during
mm-hmm.
the day. It helps me do my work.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just, you know, I have to be challenged that way, and I guess it works fine.
I imagine that teamwork, especially in this kind of environment, is crucial
it
to
is.
The whole operation.
I mean, you can't really do anything here without not involving other people.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, you will need something from someone, or someone else will need something from you. So definitely, yeah, it is.